The Expos are eliminated. Edmonton ties Saskatchewan in the CFL West, and the Lakehead U Nor'westers have a successful weekend. I'm Barry Morose, and I'll be back with these and other sports stories after this word from your Firestone store.
Paul Henderson here again with a word and a number from your Firestone store. The big number is 27. How come? Because right now your Firestone store is offering a fabulous book called 27 Days in September, all about that Canada-Russia hockey series. 130 pages with hundreds of fantastic color pictures for only $1.50. And the number 27 has a lot more going for it at Firestone. Just $27 buys you a Firestone Stratostreak belted tire for most models of Ford, Chev, and Plymouth. That's right, only $27 for a belted tire that will give you more mileage and control than you'd ever expect for this kind of money. So take it from Paul Henderson. Stick handle your way down to your Firestone store or participating dealer. Right now, $27 will take you a long, long way.
At Firestone, we make it easy with our traction guarantee. We make it easy with our traction guarantee.
The New York Mets have clinched at least a tie for first place in the National League East by splitting a doubleheader with Chicago. The Mets won the nightcap 9-2 after dropping the opener 1-0. The loss eliminated Chicago from the race, while the Mets only need one win to clinch the pennant. They meet Chicago in a doubleheader today. The Pittsburgh Pirates and St. Louis Cardinals kept their slim hopes alive. The Pirates eliminated the Montreal Expos with a 10-2 win, and the Cards beat Philadelphia 3-1. Elsewhere, Houston nudged San Francisco 5-3, and San Diego tripped Cincinnati 4-3. In the American League, the Boston Red Sox fired manager Eddie Casco, although they beat Milwaukee 3-2. Detroit down New York 8-5. It was Chicago over Oakland 1-0 in 10 innings. California blanked Minnesota 3-0. And Texas downed Kansas City, also 3-0. Ralph Houk has quit as manager of the New York Yankees. Houk managed the club for 11 seasons. In the first two, he led them to the World Series titles. The announcement came as the Yankees lost to Detroit yesterday. The Edmonton Eskimos jumped into a first-place tie with the Saskatchewan Roughriders in the CFL West yesterday. The Esks came up with a 17-13 win over the Riders in Edmonton. Roy Bell and Gary Lafebvre caught Bruce Lemmerman passes, four TDs. Bell's major came less than 2 minutes after Saskatchewan moved ahead. Jack Evanson kicked all of Saskatchewan's points. In the Eastern Conference, Johnny Rogers caught two touchdown passes as the Montreal Alouettes stopped the five-game Ottawa Rough Rider win streak with a 28-15 victory. The win moved the Als into second place in the East, 1 point behind Toronto. Nicky Harris got the Als' other major, while Hugh Oldham and Art Green scored majors for the Riders. The Hamilton Tiger Cats kept their playoff hopes flickering with a 31-29 win over the Calgary Stampeders. The Stamps had the ball on the Ticat 40-yard line with seconds remaining, but decided to gamble instead of trying a field goal that would have won the game. Chuck Ely, Andy Hopkins, and Dave Fleming scored the Hamilton majors, while Rudy Linderman, Peter Lisk, and Tom Porzani got the Calgary TDs. In the National Football League, it was Chicago over Denver, 33-14. Cincinnati beat San Diego 20-13. Fred Cox drilled three field goals as Minnesota downed Green Bay 11-3 for a hard-fought victory. It was Los Angeles doubling San Francisco 40-20. Mercury Morris scored three TDs and set a team rushing record, carrying 15 times for 197 yards as Miami downed New England 44-23. Johnny Unitas passed for over 40,000 career yards as Baltimore downed New Orleans 14-10. It was Cleveland over the New York Giants 12-10. Buffalo, on the strength of John Leipold's three field goals, downed the New York Jets 9-7. It was Kansas City over Oakland 16-3. Terry Bradshaw scored one TD and passed for another as Pittsburgh beat Houston 36-7. Dallas whipped St. Louis 45-10. And it was Washington over Philadelphia 28-7. A touchdown by Bernie L'Esperance with less than a half minute remaining gave the Two Harbors Minnesota Agates a 27-21 victory over the Westgate Tigers Saturday. The win snapped the Tigers' supremacy over the American team the last 2 years. Steve Kerr scored two majors for the Agates, while Lee Wick picked up the other. The Lakehead University Norwesters battled the University of Manitoba Bisons to a 2-2 tie in a Great Plains Athletic Conference soccer game yesterday in Winnipeg. George Deary and Frank Rizzo scored for the Norwesters, who took 3 of a possible 4 points in the 2 weekend games. On Saturday, the Norwesters came up with a 1-0 victory. The Lakehead University girls whipped Manitoba 4-1 yesterday to sweep a 2-game weekend field hockey series. Lakehead won the first game 5-0 on Saturday. Pat Brosso scored 3 goals yesterday, while Donna Reddy added the other. John Harrison was the overall winner in the Thunder Bay Autosport Club's hill climb yesterday. Roger Rickards placed second, while Dave Brimmel was third. Coopers cleaned up the A-class. Roger Rickards took first, Scott McCullum second, and Lauren Coden in third. All three drove Coopers. In the B-class, John Harrison in a Corvette was first, Dave Brimmel in a Mazda second, and Bob Miller in his Capri was third. Barb Zabrinsky in a Cooper placed first in the C-class, Elaine Harris in a Triumph was second, and Pat Hartesmew in a Capri finished in third place. The North End Minor Hockey Sabres, Pee-wee, C, and B teams will hold a practice and tryout today from 4:30 to 5:30 at the Grandview Arena. All boys are asked to be out. The sports was brought to you by your Firestone store. Barry Murrow's reminding you to support Thunder Bay athletes.
Transmitter power. One moment, please.
And now, with one man's opinion, CKPR News Director Rick Smith.
If you wanted to reach the Ontario Humane Society in Thunder Bay, you could look appropriately enough under O, and you'd find them there. Or perhaps it may occur to you to look up the Humane Society under H. That makes sense. And you would also meet with success. In sharp contrast, let's look up the Ontario Human Rights Commission. And they're concerned about people problems, not pets. Look under O, and you won't find them. Now try H for human rights. No, they're not there either. They come under the jurisdiction of the provincial government. Let's try that. No, they're not listed under P for provincial. But if you stumble across province of Ontario, you are referred to G for government of Ontario. So you turn to the G's, and under government of Ontario, you discover numerous subtitles from A for agriculture to T for treasury, and in that mumbo-jumbo, you can look to Attorney General, Justice. What are the chances that you will happen upon L for the Ontario Human Rights Commission without prior knowledge that it comes under the umbrella of the Labor Department, for that's where you'll finally locate it? To me, this illustrates a number of things, among them the desire of the Humane Society to be accessible to those they serve, apparently unmatched by the Human Rights Commission, and the injustice of the proposed charge for using the phone company's information services. This is Rick Smith, and that's one man's opinion.
Right on, Rick. 8:19, Monday morning, October 1, 73. Sunny and mild today, with a high of about 70. We're halfway there at 35 degrees now.
Reaching the work.
Dave Clayton Thomas and his new one called Professor Longhair off his album for the Columbia People, 8:22. Hi to you, Don Percy rolling on Monday, October the 1, 73. Into the 10th month with good weather. Sunshine and a high of about 70, although we're only halfway there now.
Suits that set you apart from other men. Warren K. Cook, Samuelson, Mickey Allen suits. The wide selection of textures and weaves at Barrington Gordon set the style for tomorrow with today's prices. Tailor-made is the key word, and Gabriel Arnone is the key man. He's the one who measures and fits you properly. Consult Gabe when you choose your fall wardrobe. Appointments can easily be arranged at Farrington Gordon's Menswear, 14 South Court Street, open Thursdays and Fridays till 9.
8:23 will do it for time. Thank you. As the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Pirates are still in it. The Expos and Cubs are out of it. This is the National League East Division race. Cubs and Mets play a doubleheader this afternoon. If Mets win one of them, they get the title. If they lose them both, St. Louis and the Mets will tie. If they lose them both and Pittsburgh wins their game against San Diego this afternoon, there's a three-way tie for first place. The best the Pirates can hope for is a three-way tie for first. The worst the Mets can hope for is a three-way tie for first. And St. Louis can hope for either a two-way or three-way tie for first. Doesn't seem to be clearing up any, does it? 8:23.
In planning a man's estate, the life insurance agent can work closely with the lawyer, the accountant, and the trust officer in providing the client with the best possible advice. For every estate needs dollars that will be immediately available to meet death taxes and other expenses attending death, and so preserve the other assets of the estate. These are the dollars which the Sun Life Assurance Company of Canada can provide. For an analysis of your estate, why not call your Sun Life representative today? There's no obligation.
Call your Sun Life rep, Jackie Martin, at 623-7445. That's 623-7445. It's my Robert Newton voice. Hi, mighty. Or stop by the Sun Life Assurance Company of Canada office, which is located in Centennial Square, Thunder Bay South.
The chairman of the U.S. House of Representatives says impeachment proceedings could conceivably be taken against President Nixon, both in the Watergate case and over the investigation of Vice President Agnew. Peter Rodino, a Democrat, said any such action would await a final determination of both cases in the courts. Norm Foster, CKPR News.
Ready or not, here it comes. The makers of Fritz the Cat now bring you Heavy Traffic. Heavy Traffic. It's animated, but it's not a cartoon. It's funny, but it's not a comedy. It's real. It's unreal. It's heavy.
Matter of fact, it's even better than Fritz the Cat. Heavy Traffic, now playing at the Odeon Court Theater with shows at 7 and 9 p.m.
Oh, it's easy.
8:25, and we have a series of birthdays, one for a mother. And the daughter who called said she might be over the hill, but the growl will revive her. Another for a grandmother, who's 69 today, and she is not over the hill, evidently. Then a young lady at the front office of CKPR Radio, who is one of my favorites, Mary, celebrating her birthday. A young lady named Karen, who's 18, and is claimed by her friend, because she is a student nurse, to know about such things and should be eligible for the growl. Because the government has lowered the age of the voting age and the drinking age to 18, but the growling age, no. A gentleman named Jack is over 21, and somebody wanted a gargle for him. So we'll do it this way. For Laureen, who's 12 years old today, and Karen, who's 18 years old today, and Jack, who's over 21 today, we say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Laureen, Karen, and Jack, happy birthday to you, bum, bum. For Jack, that's the gargle. Happy birthday to you. For Karen, even though you're a student nurse, Karen, I know about such things, you don't have the maturity to handle a full growl. So I'll give you the 18-year-old student nurse sound. And for Laureen, who's 12, don't pay any attention to what you just heard. Now, for Mary, works in the front office of CKVR Radio and is a sweetheart. For Marlene, who is a mother and needs revivification before she can come back from over the hill. And for Eva, who is a grandmother and 69 years old today, not me, no jokes, no sorry, Bob, we give the growl, which goes... And I hope it makes you feel some kind of better on 5-8. 27 minutes after 8, with Charlie Rich. And for the most beautiful girl in the world, la 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 la. Sunny and mild, 35 degrees, doubling that to 70 later.
Price, you bet it matters. As a Dominion manager, I'm proud to say in my store, Dominion will not be knowingly undersold on everyday deep discount prices. It's company policy. It's my policy. If I slip up, talk to me. I'll make it good. In my store, you count.
We're happy to help you. We're proud to serve you at Dominion. Deep discount prices every day. Let Dominion lead the way.
8:30 in the morning, you know you can take the pizza out of the country as long as you can smuggle it past the customs folks, but you can't put the country into a pizza unless you spend a long time in the barnyard forking your load. Unless, of course, you happen to be our old buddy Stan from Stan's Pizzeria and Spaghetti House, because Stan makes pizza to taste like it does in the country of its origin, Hungary. That's not a task that just anybody can do. It takes a lot to make a pizza taste Italian. Of course, you need an Italian to do it, but Stan has the formula down pat. He had Pat down for a while, but she stopped. And just for pizza, Stan's Italian food comes up to you with... What are you doing there? What does that sound like? You have interrupted my thought. Was that a criticism or just a sound? Or is that the birthday sound that you like to pass on? Let me start this again. Stan has the formula down pat. And what that means is that all his Italian food tastes gall darn Italian is what it does. You got rigatoni, you got your ravioli, you got your gnocchi, you got your chicken cacciatore, eeny, meeny, miny, mori, catch a chicken by the tori, and you got your lasagna is what you got. And of course, great Canadian food, too. Stan does a fine job on all of it. Wins 2 out of 3, as a matter of fact. So I recommend if you're going out for dinner tonight, you take it easy in the Thunder Cape room at Stan's Pizzeria and Spaghetti House. 80 North Cumberland Street, Thunder Bay North, with the beautiful view of the empty lot across the street. You'll find it relaxing, pleasant, fully licensed till 10 at night, open till 3 in the morning with a friendly, courteous staff. So let Stan... let Stan... This whole thing, I think, I'm going to have to pay for. Let Stan do the cooking for you tonight. Be lazy for a change. Visit Stan's Pizzeria and Spaghetti House, 80 North Cumberland Street, Thunder Bay North.
Buying or selling a home takes a great deal of planning and consideration. That's why it's so important to have a professional handle the transaction. The professionals like Glendon Realty Limited, 409 South Syndicate Avenue. Glendon Realty has clients for purchasing and selling homes, property, and businesses, both in and out of town. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call one of the professionals, Charles Harvey, George Layton, Bernie Thompson, or Art Dennis at Glendon Realty.
News, weather, touch of sports, music follows. Percy on 580 CKPR, that's News Radio Thunder Bay.
35 degrees at 8:33. Good morning, I'm Norm Foster with a report from Carl Kramer in Houston, a service to the Lakehead of McNulty's.
New fall look in coats available now at McNulty's, good friends. So come into McNulty's Girls and Teenwear Department soon and see the exciting new collection of fall fashions. You'll enter the chilly season in a great-looking midi or regular length coat. Smart styling and detail in the softest yet most durable of fabrics, polyurethane, pony suede cloth, imitation Sherpa, or Melton cloth. These beautiful fall coats are available in rich fall shades of wine, emerald, royal blue, tobacco, and sand, sizes 8 to 14X. They're priced from $30 to $50. McNulty's also carries a great selection of young girls' warm-up pants, sizes 8 to 14, priced at $13, and knit hats, priced at $4 and $6. Shop the store with a mark of distinction. McNulty's, Arthur Street, Thunder Bay North.
Manitoba Premier Ed Schreier has pointed to the province's public auto insurance program as an example of the dramatic results of social democracy. Mr. Schreier said in Thunder Bay yesterday there's no doubt that publicly owned auto insurance rates actually decreased by 4% between 1969 and 1973. He said at the same time rates in Ontario and other provinces with private insurance companies have increased in the neighborhood of 9 to 10% during that same period. The majority of Houston's gas stations will be closed today. Carl Kramer reports.
Operators of the Houston area service stations agreed last week to a 3-day shutdown of their stations in protest of Phase 4 price controls on gasoline. Price controls which make them absorb price increases they get from the refinery without passing it on to the consumer. Most service station owners were unimpressed when the Cost of Living Council moved to allow stations price increases ranging from 1 to 2.5%. Bill Newman, the president of the Greater Houston Service Station Association, says the small increase would be ineffective, and he indicates the issue is getting to be more than just a matter of money. He indicates it's a matter of principle. This is Carl Kramer for CBS News, Houston.
The South Vietnamese government today reported more than 300 government and communist casualties in a 24-hour weekend battle 40 miles northwest of Saigon. It was the biggest battle near the capital since last January. The South Vietnamese military command says the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese forces attacked two infantry positions less than a mile apart on the road near Tay Ninh, a provincial capital near the Cambodian border. Egypt's petroleum minister says Acme Hilyal announced today he has accepted a $345 million offer from the Bechtel Corporation to build a 207-mile pipeline to bypass the Suez Canal. An earlier project by a consortium of 16 firms from seven countries was scrapped by the Egyptian government. Former political activist Abdul Ghaffar Khan, father of Abdul Wali Khan, leader of the opposition in Pakistan's National Assembly, has been arrested. Also detained were Abab Sikandar Khan, a former governor of Northwest Frontier Province, and Amirzada Khan, a member of the National Assembly. The Texas International airliner found crashed in a remote spot in Arkansas was carrying secret U.S. military documents. Tight security has been placed around the site of the wreckage near Mena, Arkansas. The wreckage was spotted yesterday after a three-day hunt that covered four states. Canada's largest forest products company, McMillan Bloedel, says it is studying the feasibility of building a $30 million newsprint recycling plant in the San Francisco Bay Area. McMillan Bloedel said in New York yesterday, the availability of raw material and market potential are the biggest factors under consideration. And Canada's Science and Technology Minister, John Sauvé, was one of a number of foreign dignitaries who attended Peking's celebration for China's 24th National Day. He is currently on a tour of China with members of his department. This is CKPR News. The weather? Sunshine today, winds southwest at 15 to 20, highs today near 70, lows overnight 45 to 50. Presently, Atikokan has 51 degrees, Geraldton 44. Winds here are south-southwest to 2, 89% the relative humidity. The present Thunder Bay temperature, 3.5, that's 35 degrees. For McNulty's Limited, this has been CKPR News, where what you want to know comes first. Now with sports, Don Percy.
I think it was a more interesting story if China had been taking the trip around him. Incidentally, I was sorry to hear about poor old Zabwak Arakat there. Two out of three he's lost now. Anyway, the Mets have the best shot at the National League East Division title. They've clinched at least a tie for it, and they play a doubleheader against Chicago this afternoon in Chicago. If they win one of those two games, they win the title. If they lose them both, St. Louis and the Mets will be in a tie. If they lose them both and Pittsburgh wins their game this afternoon against San Diego, there's a three-way tie. This came about yesterday as the Expos were eliminated by Pittsburgh, losing 10-2. The Cards stayed alive, beating Philadelphia 3-1, and the Mets missed a chance to tie it, to wrap it up as they split a doubleheader with the Cubs, losing 1-0, then winning 9-2. Houston over Atlanta 5-3. Hank Aaron did not hit a home run. He has one more to go to tie Babe Ruth, and that will be his first home run next season. San Francisco edged Cincinnati 4-3. In the American League, Detroit dropped the Yankees 8-5. Ralph Houk announced his resignation after 11 years as New York's manager. Boston edged Milwaukee 3-2. Eddie Casco was fired as the Red Sox manager, replaced by Darryl Johnson. Chicago edged Oakland 1-0 in 10 innings. California shut out Minnesota and Texas over Kansas City, both 3-0 games. The CFL, Edmonton into a first-place tie with Saskatchewan, beat the Rough Riders 17-13. Hamilton held off Calgary, scored 17 points in the last quarter, winning 31-29. The Ticats' playoff hopes still alive. Montreal into second place, a point up on Ottawa, a point behind the Argos. The Owls win 28-15. Johnny Rogers, two touchdowns. The NFL, Cleveland upsets the Giants 12-10. Buffalo squeaks by the Jets 9-7. Miami belts New England 44-23, the Patriots' third straight loss. Washington back on the winning track, beat Philadelphia 28-7. Minnesota undefeated, beat Green Bay 11-3. Pittsburgh also unbeaten over Houston 36-7. Dallas unbeaten over St. Louis 45-10. And the Rams 3-0. Clobbered San Francisco 40-20. Cincinnati drops San Diego and Johnny Unitas 20-13. Kansas City upsets Oakland 16-3. Chicago Bears wallop Denver 33-14. And Baltimore hand New Orleans their third straight loss 14-10. Tonight, Atlanta Falcons in Detroit against the Lions. Exhibition hockey, the Atlanta Flames still undefeated, beat Nova Scotia Voyageurs 5-3. Boston over the Rangers 5-3. Philadelphia over Buffalo 5-3. California and Pittsburgh are 4-all tied. Toronto beats the Detroit Red Wings, that's it, 4-2. And Vancouver over Minnesota 7-3. In the WHA, the Vancouver Blazers lost to Edmonton 5-3. The Los Angeles Sharks beaten by the New York Golden Blades 5-4. Winnipeg Jets lose to Houston Aeros 4-1. Toronto Toros over Cleveland 4-2. The Aeros and Toros will play tonight in Kitchener. In the WHA, the Canadiens in New York against the Rangers tonight. Well, that's CKPR Sports till now. Next complete edition this afternoon at 12:45. This is 580 CKPR, News Radio, Thunder Bay. 20 to 8, check it. 20 to 9, 840. Ah, one of those, is it? Monday, October the 1, it sure is. Starting a week and a month on the same day makes you a little bit tired, although it's a nice one. Here's Baldy.
Will you never let me go?
That's Baldy in The Simple Life, an ode to Los Angeles. 18, and what do you owe Los Angeles? A week and a half's room rent, no doubt. 842, 18 to 9. Still 35 degrees, going to double that into about 70 later today. Sunshine and warmth welcoming the 10th month of 73.
This is Henry Morgan to tell you about a survey. A few months ago, one of Canada's largest research companies phoned television service technicians across the country and asked them which color TV needed the fewest repairs. The answer? Zenith, by a long shot. These repairmen, who service all kinds of sets, also said Zenith made the best quality color sets, and Zenith is the one they would buy. You and I have always known that Zenith makes a pretty good product, but it's always nice to be backed up by the experts.
A fellow named Jack celebrates his 25th, over 25, over 25. Oh, you're done for, Jack. You are done for, but a happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, Jack. Even though you're over 25, happy birthday to you. Pushing yourself up there with the old master of the morning tonight. We'll be with Happy Hooker, Xavier Hollander, at Lakehead U Fieldhouse, 8:30. Tickets available at the door, $1.50, and it's $1 for college and university students. Tomorrow night at Prince Arthur Hotel for the Thunder Bay pageant, Miss Thunder Bay pageant, with Miss Canada in attendance. That gets underway at 8. Proceeds to the United Appeal, and that's tickets available at the door as well. Kind of an interesting juxtaposition of lifestyles. And then on Saturday of this week, a Thunder Bay Cat Show at Northwood High School from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Judging begins about 1. Tickets are $0.50 for adults and $0.25 for children, and it's $1 to enter your cat. Ta-da-da-da. Costs more to get your cat in there than it does to get you in there. It's 16 to 9. Time now for McDonald's and 580 CKPR Sports Salute. And today we salute John Harrison, the overall winner of the Thunder Bay Auto Sports Club Hill Climb yesterday. Surprised he took the policies out of his back pocket long enough to get in the car. Anyway, be sure to listen to 580 CKPR tonight, 6:30.